In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Jesus is telling us about a wedding banquet today. And I really can't help but thinking about my friend's wedding I went to last weekend. A beautiful weekend. And even though it was in Sweden, my friends had picked an English hymn, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." It suited well, as it really was that kind of day when you wanted to sing about God's great faithfulness. So Jesus is giving us instructions about where and where not to sit if you're invited by someone to a wedding banquet. Do not sit down on the place of honor. Sit down on the lowest place. Humble yourself. I think about the wedding I went to. So many tables and guests. And I think people were very happy with their seats. I know I was, and I felt like the couple, they had put an effort in placing people where they would enjoy themselves. People were having a good time, and even though it was a wedding party with tables and seating, the words from Jesus today don't really fit in, because they would have taken the joy away if read in the wrong way. If read as an important rule. And I think it needs to be said, even though Jesus' words today are good words, like other words from the Bible, they can and have been misused when we simply use them as a rule and a moral. Humble yourself, sit down at the lowest place. Words that can hurt an already fragile confidence. Words that can silence someone who already has trouble speaking up. Words that can keep us from flourishing and being our true self. And that is not why Jesus said those words. One thought is that Jesus might be criticizing an unfair society. And other theologians say that in the early days of Christianity, they had trouble with treating everybody as equals at the Eucharist. And that should be why Luke is letting us hear these words today. And from that perspective, the words take a new shape and meaning. Words that come out of love. So how do we hear them today? I am back at my friend's wedding party with a festive decorated tables, seatings and happy people. And while I search for the depth in Jesus' words, I find myself leaving the table, leaving thoughts about rules telling you where and where not to sit. Maybe you've been to a wedding recently as well, or another big celebration, birthday, baptism, welcome home, good luck, happy anniversary of some kind. Celebrations of a big moment in life. Maybe you have been to one lately. And I don't know if you feel the same, but I think when you are celebrating a big moment in someone's or your own life, it easily opens up for a moment of deeper reflection about life. Where you are, what's ahead of you? What's behind you? I think thoughts like that easily come to mind.